just a boy and his computer. I'm still in my bathrobe, hiding in the shadows. I'm not used to losing. Bye bye, sugar blue eyes. You're home with the angels. Thank you for being so kind. I'm holding on, and I don't wanna let you go.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a beautiful Thursday morning, July 6th. I'm stalling for time. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I'm brought to you with my guest, Chris Del Russo, reoccurring guest. I think we've established this status.
Unofficial co-host.
Unofficial co-host. Okay. That's fair.
Not on.
Oh, whoops. Whoops. That wasn't... All right. You know what, Chris? I just want you... I purposefully didn't put your mic on because I'm letting you do your job. And you know what? I put mic 2 on, which is the mic to your left.
Hi.
There you go. Ha, ha, ha. We're professionals.
Still not on.
We're not professionals. Hold on. Mic 4 and aux. There we go. Hey. Ha ha. Yes.
We run a professional show here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. This is a tight ship.
Yeah.
Tight ship, everybody.
College radio gets summed up in 5 words.
That was Weezer's Feels Like Summer acoustic. They released the original single, Feels Like Summer, like a month ago, and I didn't really like it that much. But then I heard this one, and I love it. So, sorry, Weezer, the acoustic version is much better than the original. The original goes a little something like this. It's just not fun, right? Not as fun as the acoustic version.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, do you have any interesting facts about today?
5 years ago was the transit of Venus occurred. Last transit of the 21st century.
That's cool. That's space-themed. This is the Astro Hour.
Yep. And then also 5 years ago, the Solar Impulse completes the world's first intercontinental flight powered by the sun. So that's something.
That's fun. I forget what the Transit of Venus was used to.
10 years ago. 10 years ago, the Ducks beat the Senators for the Stanley Cup.
Whatever. Transit of Venus was used to discover the distance of the astronomical unit, which is the distance between the Earth and the Sun, which doesn't sound extremely important, but it's actually the basis of almost all measurements in astronomy that we can find. It's called the distance ladder. So knowing that one little piece of fact, which we get from the Transit of Venus, we can decipher all other distances through other like terms of measurement.
Anyway,
I'm pretty sure.
15 years ago, a near-Earth asteroid estimated 10 meters diameter explodes over the Mediterranean Sea between Greece and Libya. Resulting explosion estimated to have a force of 26 kilotons, more powerful than the Nagasaki atomic bomb.
Wow. Okay, give me like a Civil War one. I always try to get something from like the 1800s.
Okay.
You know.
Let me go back.
Riveting radio. Riveting radio, folks. We got plenty coming up on today's show. It's Sylvester Stallone's birthday.
The Battle of Lake Chico.
Lake Chico? What's Lake Chico?
Skirmish in Harrisonburg, PA in 1862. Lincoln's cabinet declares the Union government will pay for the expenses. One state has mobilized volunteers in 1861.
Boom. I love it. I love Lincoln. Sounds like a great thing to celebrate today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sort of.
Sure. Yeah.
American Revolutionary War, 1777. The siege of Fort Ticonderoga. Ha ha! That's good.
That's an important, you know.
Yeah, I like it. And this time of year, I think it works really well. And of course, we are one day away from the opening of Spider-Man Homecoming, which I will see at some point because I love Spider-Man more than I love life itself. We got a great show for you guys today. We got a lot of music, a lot of talk.
And an announcement about the show itself.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, that is called a leading...
Leading.
That is called a leading. That is called Stick Around, and you'll find out what we're talking about.
Here is a song by the most talented member of the Smiths, Johnny Marr.
Money, money, that's money, money. What you doing for? crazy money.
You Spin Me Like a Round Like a Record by Dead or Alive. And before that was Easy Money by Johnny Marr.
The great thing about that is that Zach looks at me when that Johnny Marr song is playing because I start singing You Spin Me Right Round.
Without knowing that was the next song that I had already had queued up.
Because those two songs sound so similar. So similar. Just like last week when we did DuckTales.
After Prince, I think.
What was it? Let's Go Crazy?
It was Let's Go Crazy.
Let's Go Crazy and the DuckTales theme song. I'm just saying. They definitely stole it.
Woo!
Prince definitely stole from the DuckTales theme song.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Duckland? Duckland? No!
It is 11:15 in the morning. I'm normally asleep
right
now.
That's basically the afternoon!
I'm normally asleep right now.
Here in Duckland?
Revoke my 90s card. Ah, man.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea, sponge blob, square hats? What? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for that outburst.
All right, I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Yeah. I think, okay. We were going to make some announcements about the show, but I think we're... Yeah, I think. Never mind. The announcement is that the show is done. We have lost radio.
Show is over. Show is over, friends. It's the end. It's the end of the Astro Hour. The Astro Hour no longer exists. That's the announcement. We are ending the show after 3 glorious weeks at number 1.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, that's not the announcement.
We definitely are number 1, though.
Yeah.
Except for all of the actual shows on this channel.
Oh yeah. Well, our predecessor.
Got 13 sweet listeners. 13 sweet listeners.
Y'all are handsome and handsome.
Y'all are handsome. Even the women.
Yes. Even the women. You're mad handsome.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for being you. We love you. We don't say that enough to you guys.
I made this playlist late last night, and I'm already starting to delete stuff because I'm like, oh, this looks stupid. This playlist.
Great radio, Zach. What playlist is it? Is it a theme to it?
No,
or is it just the radio playlist?
The theme actually is purple, because a lot of songs had album artwork that is purple. And then I stopped going with that immediately. I just wanted the first 4 because you know on Spotify the first 4 tracks create the.
Mm-hmm.
The icon for the playlist, and it's a lot of purple.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into more music. Unless we have something else to say, I don't.
Let's listen to some more music.
Music? Okay. Here we go with a song that I love by an artist I dislike.
Duckland.
I'm just a crosshair. I'm just a shot. just say my name.
That was the White Stripes' first ever single, Let's Shake Hands. Before that was Blondie, I'm Gonna Love You Too, off Parallel Lines. Before that was Franz Ferdinand's Take Me Out. Because the one rule of the Astro Hour is a Blondie song has to play.
That's every the one show. Rule. Every show has to have at least one Blondie
yes,
song.
Yes, and I have to be here.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's like...
Nah, it's a rule.
That's an unwritten rule.
Yeah, it's a rule.
I can handle it.
It's a rule.
I've not been trained, but I can probably handle it. I've seen you work the buttons behind the desk so much that I could probably do it.
Yeah, the buttons.
Yeah, the knobs, you know, the twisty things.
Yeah.
The sliders.
Yes, you sliders. Know, great show.
The rotary diggers.
You know, they're the one movie that, like, doesn't need to be rebooted but is being rebooted for some reason.
Spider-Man.
Flatliners.
Flatliners, the movie with Kevin Bacon?
I don't know if it was Kevin Bacon. I thought it was Jeff Bridges. I don't remember who it is.
I swear Kevin Bacon's in Flatliners.
Wait.
That was the one where they where they get close to death and then...
Well, they die and then they resuscitate themselves. Yeah. Because... oh, man. Flatliners.
Great Who's radio.
The,
great radio.
The main character, accidentally kills him. Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. I swear Kevin Bacon's in that.
It's Kiefer Sutherland. And Oliver Platt. Oh, and Kevin Bacon, yeah.
Knew it.
But Kiefer Sutherland.
Woo! I know my Kevin Bacon movies.
Oh, it's a sequel. Never mind. It's a sequel.
It's not a remake of the original?
Yeah, coming out, 30 years later? 27 years later? I didn't realize that.
You know, Kevin Bacon was
I thought it was a remake.
Kevin Bacon was in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, too.
I love Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Did you know he was
in
that?
Here are the people who are in the new Flatliners. Ellen Page, whom I love.
Did she play Juno?
Yeah, of course. She played Juno and Kitty Pryde. And she was great in both roles. And wait, wasn't she in another movie that I really like?
I don't know. I don't know what movies you like, dude.
Okay, so Ellen Page, Diego Luna... bunch of people I don't know, and Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, Kiefer Sutherland.
He's back.
Kiefer Sutherland making his triumphant return that everybody wanted.
Okay, she was in Sheepshin.
Sheepshin?
In Sheepshin. Super, which is that movie with Rainn Wilson, Tufts alum. I don't know if I can call him an alum. He didn't graduate.
Tufts alum and Office Extraordinaire.
Office Extraordinaire. That's a great movie for those of you who haven't seen it. Everyone Super. Should see Super.
Didn't he play... Wasn't there a movie he was in where he was like a washed up drummer for a rock band too? And it was like panned.
That'd be cool though. Whip It, which is the movie about roller derby.
Mm-hmm. Didn't that have Drew Barrymore in it? Whip It?
Yeah, no. I don't know.
I haven't actually seen it. She was in some sort of movie about roller derby.
She was in Juno, obviously. Welcome to the Ellen Page Hour. The Ellen Page Hour, folks.
He was. Rainn Wilson was in The Rocker. He was like a washed-up musical guy thing.
God, and now she's just in Flatliners? That seems like a...
Steep drop-off, Ellen Page.
Steep drop-off. Oh, and she has her own show on Viceland, Gaycation, where she goes and explores like LGBT communities like in different parts of the world. We'll do a PSA later. Chris just pointed to the clock, saying, the rule is we got to do a PSA every hour. Doesn't say when.
I'm just saying, there's more than just the Blondie rule.
That's fair.
There are actual station rules, Zach.
I guess I only watched the first episode of that, but apparently it's still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you, Ellen Page, although I'm not sure if Flatliners is a good career move, but we'll see if it's good, I suppose.
It's not a good career move. It's a great career move, Ellen Page. You see what happened to Kevin Bacon?
What's the tagline of the movie?
Of the original
one? You haven't lived until you've died is the tagline of the new one.
Hmm.
Yes. It's going to be released in September. Well, good luck, Ellen Page. I wonder if a show about people forcibly stopping their hearts to resurrect themselves will be interesting again. I don't know if the first movie was interesting, particularly.
I liked Flatliners. Hey, listen, they made 3 Blair Witch projects.
Oh yeah, I forgot they made the second one. I remember when they made the third one.
And you know how many?
It came
out
at the theater.
Do you know how many Tremors they made?
Five? Six?
Like a lot of them.
Too many. I am also scared to death of Tremors.
Also a Kevin Bacon film.
Tremors scares me so much. I hate it.
Hate or hated it?
Hated?
Zach, okay, I was going to say, you're 20 years old. You shouldn't be scared.
I don't know if I can watch it still. I probably could. My horror movie tolerance has really grown over the course of time.
Mm-hmm.
When I forced myself to watch Aliens, which is a movie I love, which I did have to force myself to watch because it is terrifying.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for the sound in the background. If you can hear it, there's a lot of construction
going
outside.
They're creating a new brick sidewalk in front of the studio.
Because that's
Curtis
exactly
Hall,
what
Tufts University. Heyo, it's exactly what we need, especially considering if the Green Line extension happens,
yeah.
This building gets knocked down.
I'm not a tough student, so I can criticize.
Yeah. I have to log political conversation, technically, but...
This is political conversation?
I don't know if that's political. That's just a statement of fact.
That's community talk. Welcome to community talk.
Welcome to... so, the announcement about the show...
Let's do one more lead-in. The announcement about the show...
is coming up.
Coming up... After the musical break right here.
This musical break. Here we've got a song, great song, by The Strokes. Here we go. Back. I'm stalling as I try to find a backing track. Hold on.
Do.
Got it. Hey, and now Chris has a message for all of us. Your call, Chris. Wait. Where is
my call? I pointed at you.
There we go. All right.
Summer is a super time to cook some tasty foods, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. If you're not being a crank, you're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. A public service announcement from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Burning down the house.
Excellent song selection.
Thanks. That was a last minute.
Cool. All right. I like that.
Yeah. I was going to do Burning for You, but then I was like, oh, wait, Burning Down the House is a lot more appropriate.
All right.
It is 11:40 a.m.
And
we have the announcement that the Astro Hour.
Zachary? May we get a drum roll, please, sir?
Now has a Twitter.
Woo!
At the Astro Hour. There is currently nothing on there. And we are following 11 people. We are following Hillary Clinton, The Rachel Maddow Show, Barack Obama, Debbie Harry, Blink-182, Julian Casablancas, The Strokes, Malcolm Gladwell, Bill Nye, NASA, and BoJack Horseman.
So as you can tell, very fair and balanced.
Also, good for Malcolm Gladwell, whose podcast is the greatest of all time.
I love that Malcolm Gladwell's Twitter bio is Skinny Canadian.
I was about to point that out. Malcolm Gladwell's podcast, best podcast out there right now. That's not even a joke, other than like Pod Save America or Love It or Leave It. Amazing stuff. Yes. Listen to it.
So if you are a fan of the Astro Hour, we'll be putting out polls. We hope. We'll be putting out some pictures. Hopefully of in studio.
Yeah.
Hopefully some contests where there are no prizes, just pride.
Yes.
But you can follow us at the Astro Hour. At the Astro Hour, all one word, on Twitter.
No photos, no tweets currently up, but there will be.
Maybe we'll run a poll after the show and say, hey, do you think this is a good idea? Yes or absolutely.
Yes. Maybe. Perhaps. Okay, let's fade out of the backtrack. Actually, no, let's keep that going. I like it. I just want to make sure that I don't overplay and get into the B-side. because we're playing this off the 45.
Ooh.
On Spotify. Not the actual 45.
Not the actual 45.
Yeah, no.
We wish.
Yeah.
They still not work?
Vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl. What
no, these work. It's just I don't want to like go and find like the 45 for burning down the house, you know? Boom, bum, bum, bum. Is there anything else we're going to talk about? We were just going to do the PSA and do the announcement.
Can we do a
PSA right now? Whoa! One of my friends on... I didn't know that there was ASMR on Spotify. One of my friends is listening to an ASMR.
Hey, we have three followers now.
What?
We have three followers.
Two of them are my parents.
It is me and your parents. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gellick. How are you?
You can listen to ASMR on Spotify. Do you know ASMR? Are you familiar with the trend that is auto-sensory meridian response?
I have no clue what it
sounds. Going to talk about it next after some music.
You're getting really good at those lead-ins.
Yeah. So if you're a fan of ASMR, you definitely want to keep listening to the show.
If not, you should still listen. But, I mean, you'll learn something. Like
bye.
Me. Sweet fade out, man.
That is New Order with Age of Consent. Oh, whoa. And it just went into the next song. Whoops.
Professional show here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, really
Running a tight ship. Yeah.
Age of Consent is a song that I love a lot with just like, but like the title and like some of the lyrics, I'm just like, ooh, I don't know how much I like this song.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it at that. And before that was Blink-182 with Roller Coaster. That was the clean version.
Yes.
Thank God. I forgot.
Zach
about,
almost had a panic attack. I forgot. 15 seconds after he turned the mic off, like, oh, geez. I hope. Okay. Whew.
Yeah. I remembered the clean version. I remembered a lyric in the song as I was going through, and then I realized that they just copied and pasted another lyric in there instead, which is very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And you should have seen bad radio, but Zach stood up and did the meanest air guitar I think I've ever seen any man ever perform, ever.
For Blink-182 or New Order?
Roller Coaster by Blink-182.
Yeah, I think I just sang out loud for all of Age of Consent.
Yeah, you sang out loud for all of both songs.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Because
they're both great songs.
So, again, follow The Astro Hour on Twitter, @TheAstroHour.
Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we are up to
three famous followers. And my parents.
Oh, we might actually be up to four.
Three of four. Is the fourth one Jessica? My sister.
No, it's
Jessica.
My friend.
Oh, yay, good.
And she responded only because you asked so nicely, because I tweeted out for people to follow it.
Thank you, Chris's
If
friend.
You're listening, thank you, Sammy.
Thank you, Sammy. Thank you all for listening today.
I think this was our best show yet.
This is a pretty good one.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good show. Yeah, it's all Sean's fault.
All Sean. Yeah,
Sean's in the middle of the ocean right now.
He's on a cruise, not like floating.
No, he's just in the middle. Just leave it at that. He's in the middle of the ocean.
Probably listening.
Not being paid to see this, but go see Spider-Man: Homecoming because it'll make me happy.
We don't give free publicity.
I said not that I'm being paid to say this.
Yeah, we don't give free publicity.
Oh, I guess it's free. Yeah.
Yeah. So Sony or Marvel or whoever's making this one. You owe us $30 million.
I'm going to say that's worth $27.
$30 million.
I'm going to say that advertisement was worth $27.
$27.
They didn't give us a copy for it.
Or just give us free tickets to see it. We'll be good with that, too.
I already have free tickets to see it.
You are the worst.
I am the worst.
The worst.
We got a long final track today.
Ow.
And it's a cover by a great musician. Of a great song that was recorded by a terrible
band. The second best musician from this band.
The best musician from the Smiths. Here's Johnny Marr. Well, because I realized this, all Smith songs were credited to Morrissey Marr, so he can perform any of them whenever he wants and not face any legal penalties, which is awesome.
Because you know Morrissey.
Because Morrissey is terrible. He's a terrible human being. The best moment, I think Colbert did an interview of Morrissey, and he was like, oh man, so like, you know, why don't you get together with like Johnny Marr and everyone else, like that would be amazing, right? And and Morrissey's like, oh no, I could never do that, no, of course not, no. And he's like, well, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Marr. And Morrissey's face just like sinks, and like Johnny Marr wasn't there, but Colbert just wanted to mess with him. It was amazing.
Was that on the report, or was that
was on the report? That was okay. On the report. All right, it's time for that song. Thank you all for listening. Strike the Box is up next. Keep listening. It's going to be great.
As it always is.
Yes, you're listening to 91.5 WMFM Medford. This has been The Astro.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
Take such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten songs the privilege is mine, and if a double-decker bus crashes in, it's such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the bone. Well, the privilege is mine.